This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wondering what's going on in the world of health, the news from that sector, things that will affect you, what's going on, and how can we help? That's what the Good Day Health Show is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins me now. I'm Doug Steffen, more importantly, you. This week, Dr. Jack and his wife, Mary, are going to talk you through the science of strokes, different kinds, variations. Who knew there were different kinds of strokes? But I guess my father died of a stroke, and all I knew was that basically his blood vessels blew up in his brain. And so what do we need to know? What's more important to know about? I wouldn't think knowing the different kinds of strokes that information is as important as how to avoid having a stroke. So shall we put the two of them together, Jack?
Well, sure. And there's two major types, Doug. There's the ruptured blood vessel,
yes,
that is about 15% of strokes, and it's much more deadly. And then, of course, there's the blocked artery in the brain, the thrombus, the occlusion, the clot, that stops blood from getting downstream from wherever that clot forms. And they both essentially have somewhat the same kind of cause, which is a combination of malnutrition. For one thing, they're not getting the micronutrients they need in their diet. And then the other thing is the constant, non-stopping inflammation going on inside the arterial walls from elevated insulin. And that inflammation is... So your body is set to rebuild and repair. And it's either building and repairing itself, or it's dealing with inflammation. And it can't repair itself in the midst of inflammation. And when our diets are such that our insulin levels are constantly high, in other words, we're eating too many processed carbohydrates and we're not getting enough of the micronutrients we need, eventually the arterial walls they stiffen, they harden, they're very brittle. Your arteries in your brain and the capillaries and everything should be like a wet spaghetti noodle. They should be very flexible. The movements that we make when we walk and our muscles and everything, all the little blood vessels throughout the entire body should be able to bend and move and twist as we do the same thing. Inside the brain, there isn't that much movement, but they still need the same kind of nutrition that the rest of the body requires. And in the podcast, we mentioned the latest publication that came out from Johns Hopkins Medical School's health letter. And they said, it's really kind of cool, because they said, if you were going to sit down to create the best anti-stroke drug possible, and I'm quoting, you could do no better than Mother Nature's made rutin. It's a particular kind of protein, and it's abundant in buckwheat leaf juice and beet greens. And this is from their med school, for crying out loud. It goes on and says there's nothing in the world better to strengthen and revitalize the blood vessels of the brain than this thing called rutin.
Rutin.
Rutin, R-U-T-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So where are we going with this in terms of, you are a nuclear chiropractor, you practice a specialty that is rare in our country, also a GAPS practitioner, but I wonder, when I am on your table and you're adjusting my neck, how much of what you're doing influences the blood flow into my brain and thus hopefully keeps me from, at some later date, having a stroke? Is that How do we combine the imagery for both of those things, or am I stretching too far?
No, no, you're not at all. There's something that's called the carotid sinus that's in the area where I work on the spine. The carotid sinus has an awful lot to do with blood pressure. There was a medical research, a pilot research program back in, I think, 2007, 2008, regarding the work I do and its ability to lower blood pressure in type 2 hypertensive people. The only people allowed in the study were people who were taking two different kinds of drugs, and they still had high blood pressure. And it was supervised by a Dr. Bakris out of Illinois, who is considered Dr. Hypertension. He's published over 600 medical research papers. And he was guiding this research. And even he was dumbfounded as to how a correction to the spine at the very top that I do could lower blood pressure. And once the physiology was explained, yeah, the area of the body that controls blood pressure is in the brain, but some of its signaling messages come from the very top of the neck, which is, you know, it's just kind of ground central for an awful lot of functions, not the least of which is nerve innervation to the organs of the body, not just blood flow, but gas exchanges inside the lungs, and the ability of organs to follow the command of the brain, the ability of the brain to get information back into it from the organs. All this information is passing through that area of the spine and the neck where I do my work. Mm-hmm. So, yes, when I work on you, it's you know, the idea of, well, you go to a chiropractor because you got some back pain, that's maybe 10% of what I address in my clinic.
Well, a lot of people have worked on various parts of their body, chiropractically, kind of like acupuncture, other things where you think there's one result from involving yourself in that specialty, and that's not true because the body is so interconnected.
Yes.
And so that's foolish.
And acupuncture is trying to work on the energy meridians of the body because we know that we are electrical creatures. And as these electrical signals are passing through the body, acupuncture is trying to do is to get rid of the obstruction, the restriction, the resistance for normal flow of these electrical forces through the body using the meridians on the body. I mean, even medicine now recognizes the fact that there are electrical meridians in the body. The
FDA recognizes that. People don't know what a meridian is. Most people don't know what a meridian is.
Well, there are certain points on the body that you can't see, but you can measure them electrically on the fingers, on the toes that are the endpoints of these, I don't know what else to call them, but wires. Part of the nervous system.
That's a great analogy.
Wires. Yeah. And they connect from one side of the body to the other side of the body, and they literally run through organs from one side of the body to the other. Now, why they're there, I don't know. But the acupuncturists of China, you know, hundreds of years ago, probably thousands of years ago, without the use of microscopes and modern-day high-tech equipment, discovered these kinds of things. And this has been around for a long, long time. And when these energy wires are interrupted for some reason, maybe diet, maybe lifestyle, maybe stress, whatever, what an acupuncturist is trying to do and attempts to do and is usually successful at it is to open up these nerve pathways.
Right,
so
open
the brain. Yeah, the brain is once again connected to these areas of the body that are having trouble, and the brain knows immediately what to do about it once the signal gets through.
I find that and I haven't actually had that much other than you chiropractic lately. I've been more with a physical trainer who is doing a lot of the same sort of thing that you'd find at a regular chiropractor, but she just goes further into it. And acupuncture, those things are very helpful as well. There's a lot of stuff around. People need to experiment and find what works for them. But certainly there are enough things that are off the beaten path that you can experiment with that aren't crazy expensive. I just find that people who are afraid tend to stick with the same things and do them over and over again. And what's the definition of craziness? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting it to have a different result. Does it?
Well, we have a lot more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you just go there and search for stroke There's protocols and a lot more information than we have time to go into on the show today that explains the different kinds of strokes, where they come from, and how to prevent them.
Right. Podcast 149 at ForbiddenDoctor.com is about prevention. It is about responding, if you will, to the problems. And so, but to avoid it, there's a product that Jack works with called Siruta. Yeah, I never pronounced this right.
Siruta.
Siruta.
Yeah, you can with find a C.
When you take the symptom survey that Jack offers, symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com, it's a personalized way, a protocol, if you will, understanding what's going on in your body. You're asking Jack the questions of people who will visit your website, and they respond, and then you sort of tell them what's going on.
For free.
Important analysis doesn't cost any money. You can go to, again, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's the, speaking of benefits, a lot of benefits. Listen carefully to the things we talk about. We're trying to solve problems, bring you benefits of certain things that you can be exposed to. And one of them certainly is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is a collagen support system, in a sense. Collagen is the building block, the protein in your body that helps you stay muscular, helps you stay strong, and in this circumstance, it works its way into your body. You work out, pushes the fat out, because fat goes away a lot more quickly than muscle does, and so that's how you're going to lose the weight. Build up a little muscle, use the protein and the collagen, put them all together. I don't know. Does it sound like I'm too deep? Sometimes I say that to you.
No.
You're too deep in the weeds.
No. You're right on point, because the muscle tissue, the striated tissue of our muscle structures prefer fat for their energy, because there's twice as much energy in a gram of fat compared to a gram of protein or a gram of carbohydrates. And the whole idea is, if you can strengthen increase the protein structure of your body, it's going to consume more fat.
Yep.
No, you're not too deep in the woods at all. It's a very simple concept.
All right. Well, the simplest concept is to get on the product Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
Yes.
It's the most effective way of maintaining weight, losing it, and keeping it off. No adverse effects, because it's all natural. Go to toploss.com, get the discount using the code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Intelligence matters. It's important. We've got him here. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. The archives at gooddayhealthshow.com. Jack tells me in the one that's current, there are two podcasts. Jack has his that he and Mary, his wife, work on. ForbiddenDoctor.com is the place to go for that. But the conversations that Jack and I have are at gooddayhealthshow.com in the form of a podcast. And so one of the things in the current podcast is a focus on low-dose aspirin and what the alternatives for that are. You can get that by listening to Jack at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, you can learn why it's good to take cod liver oil, plus a lot of information about maintaining health. The oil, I want to go back a little bit to what we were talking about, strokes, Jack, and wonder out loud whether having oil, the primrose oil and the regular fish oil, other oils, is a good way to keep you from also having a stroke because of what, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I'm just thinking that it makes sense because the fish oil keeps your arteries smooth and clean. Doesn't it help to keep them open? Is there a particular
yes.
oil?
No, you're absolutely correct.
Things so open a little bit better than others?
I couldn't say it better. No, you're absolutely correct. It's wonderful food for the blood vessels. Again, we talked about that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We have some information at the website. But you're right. It feeds the walls of the blood vessels. And the EPA, the DHA, the essential fatty acids in there are necessary for good brain function. But that's in our protocol on our website. So, and I think we actually talked about it in the latest podcast, but you're absolutely correct. The fish oil is absolutely essential. I mean, I couldn't even begin to count the number of studies that exist out there now to underscore what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very important for all of us to understand our bodies. I say that over and over and over again. One of the things that has continued and maybe more, and I got this note from somebody and I thought, okay, we need to go back to this again, the gluten sensitivity problem. And is it the same? The question here is gluten and celiac or non-celiac. This person obviously has a problem because she knows that there is a difference, or she claims to know there's a difference, between non-celiac gluten intolerance and celiac gluten intolerance. That's news to me, and I've got gluten intolerance, so how do we separate this out? Do you know, Jack?
Well, there's only one thing that causes an allergy. Only one.
This is all about allergies, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a protein that gets into the bloodstream that does not belong there. Now, there's a lot of food sensitivities that people will have for whatever reason that's not necessarily an allergy. But when we talk about a gluten allergy, we're talking about a protein from certain kinds of grains, especially wheat, that got through the blood, through the gut wall into the bloodstream that it shouldn't. And it's not so much whether it's a gluten celiac or a non-gluten celiac. The celiac simply is holes in the walls of the gut that are leaking not just gluten proteins, but other kinds of material through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream, causing all kinds of immune responses that shouldn't be taking place. And the answer isn't to try to sort through, well, is this a gluten or non-gluten, or how do I deal with this celiac or that, or what drug do I take for the anti-inflammatory effect that this is causing, or the inflammation is causing. It's to heal the wall of the gut.
And how do we do that?
Podcast 4. 42 and 43. Podcast 4, 42 and 43 is a great way to start.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. 28 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
All of the Democrats know, and all they really know how to do is obstruct, resist, demolish, destroy, and delay.
President Trump in Mississippi stumping for Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. He also mocked Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. The FBI is investigating, and they're under orders to complete the job this week. Kavanaugh's nomination could hinge on the findings. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on how long it will take for the senators to read the FBI report.
It shouldn't take long. They'll read it as quickly as they can, but that'll not be used as another reason for delay, I can tell you that.
President Trump argued that all of this has sent the wrong message to the next generation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Continue the focus on you and your health with, I guess, significant to extreme diagnosis, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. Do you have a Facebook page? I don't know that I've ever friended you.
Yes, Forbidden Doctor.
Oh, but you don't have Forbidden one Doctor for Jack Facebook, Stockwell.
Well, yeah, I do, but, you know, that Forbidden Doctor is where I'd like people to go.
I know, it is where you want everybody to go. All right, so we continue moving forward here. The questions that come from people sometimes have more time to deal with this stuff and sometimes not. But I appreciate all the people that send things along to us at Doug Steffen on Twitter, Doug at DougSteffen.com. There are a lot of people who are interested in their structure. One of the things that we talk about here with regard to keeping your body strong and healthy, losing weight with Calitrin, that sort of thing. So the question comes on how long my skeleton, this lady wants to know how long her skeleton continues to grow. Now, I think she may be confused because I have said lately, and I've said any number of times, that our cellular structure is replaced every 3 minutes to 3 weeks to 3 months. whether you know it's your skin every 30 days is all new cellularly. Your bones, I think, are the slowest, but they change their cellular structure all the time. So this person wonders if her skeleton, and I think maybe that's the confusion. I'm saying that you grow new cells. I'm not saying that you grow new, your skeleton is going to change. Am I on solid ground here?
Well, there's, yes. The skeleton is going to change. It's dynamic. It's not like the two-by-fours that frame your house. There's something called an osteoblast, which is the beginning of a new bone cell that becomes an osteocyte. And then that osteocyte will last for a long time, but you have a cleanup system in your skeleton, cells called osteoclasts. And they come along and clean out the old bone cell to lay down new bone cell. So, you know, it's just like the old adage, you know, well, how what's life like? Oh, I'm just sitting around watching the paint dry. So for something really slow type of process and boring, that's what bones are. They're dynamic. They're not static. They're constantly turning over, but not very quickly, like you said. Osteocytes, the bone cell itself, will last for a long time. And they change according to the pressure patterns that you put on them, such as the people up in the International Space Station. As soon as they're up there out of the gravity field of the Earth, they immediately start losing bone mass because there's no strength or no pulling on the bone anymore. People who are joggers and runners, if they're and weightlifters and people who are active in sports, if their diet supports it, will have bones of steel. People who sit at an office desk all day long for 8 hours a day and really do not put heavy demand upon the strength of their bones, they're going to lose a certain amount of bone mass because your body is very, very adaptive to the pressures that's placed upon it, especially the skeleton.
All right, so what's the answer to her question?
Well, she says, do bones continue to grow? You know, for girls, their bones stop growing around 15, 16, 17 years old. Boy's bones will stop growing in the sense of extended growth around 21, 22. But thereafter, throughout the rest of their life, their skeleton is slowly turning over. Old cells are cleaned out. New cells are laid down. And so if you mean grow, that continues as long as we're alive.
You're not going to grow bigger. Your bones maybe grow stronger.
Yes.
Depending on what you're putting into your body and how much you're exercising it and that sort of thing. The muscle supports the bone strength. But without either of those two things, you live a really short life. You got to have muscle. You got to have bones being
strong.
And
the osteoporosis drugs that are out there floating around interrupt this process. They're very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just sent me, I'm going back for a second, if I may, to gluten sensitivity discussion that we had. And the question comes from this person. Louise wonders out loud whether what she's read is true, that the active ingredient in gluten products is glyphosate. Is that a common thread in gluten products? In other words, we've talked about Monsanto's stuff that they've created and how many people react. Glyphosate is a horrible thing to get in your body. It binds with all kinds of other cells in your body and leaky gut and all that other stuff. You know, I'm wondering, I'm trying to stay away from anything that isn't organic as well.
Well, that's the answer, Doug. If you want to stay away
it's
from
glyphosate... It's hard, Jack, to find all this. It really is hard.
Well,
you go to
the stores, like here in Salt Lake, there's a lot of supermarkets now that have a rather growing organic section. Mm-hmm. And you go up to the grocer in there, or the store manager, somebody else, and say, hey, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time and the expense to provide for us these organic materials. They'll continue to do it. When you get something that's organic, it's not going to have glyphosate on it. And a lot of glyphosate poisoning today just mimics the picture of Lyme disease. There's a lot of people who have been diagnosed with Lyme who don't have Lyme. They're having glyphosate poisoning.
So that was something we came to me, with me a couple
yeah.
of...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's part of the Roundup. And so they have wheat ready Roundup, and they've got, you know, barley ready Roundup, and they've got mm-hmm. potato ready Roundup. And it's hard to get away from this, even though there's countries in Europe now banning the use of glyphosate pesticides and herbicides in their country because those smaller landlocked places that don't have the open spaces that the United States has, it's hard to get away from any of that stuff at all. And they've recognized a lot of health problems, especially elderly people are having, or because they're getting this glyphosate stuff. Now, there's no relationship between glyphosate and gluten. Gluten is a protein structure inside of wheat. Glyphosate is a chemical that is used to spray over crops as an insecticide, pesticide, herbicide.
Well, it doesn't contribute to it, though, seems to me. I've seen.
What do you mean contribute?
The glyphosate contributes to the problems that are created by maybe almost unindicted co-conspirators. The gluten and the glyphosate.
Oh, it just compounds the problem. Yeah, you're right.
But they don't merge. They don't have a merging.
No, they
quality.
Don't. No, they don't have a chemical a mixture between the two of them. The glyphosate is coming from foods that have been sprayed commercially, mm-hmm. and the gluten is an inherent part of wheat.
Let me ask you one more question about this. As I'm thinking about, we've talked a lot about fish oils here, omega-3s, that sort of thing. Is there such a thing as an organic? And should people be looking for an organic fish? Because this stuff, glyphosate, whatever it is in the water. It's everywhere. So is it when you are absorbing the fish oil, could you be absorbing if it's not the purest form? And fish oil supplements, there are a lot of different of them. Is there a danger?
Well, that's a great question. And fish have livers, and fish have kidneys, and fish yep. have processes within their body to keep themselves as clean as possible. Vegetables don't. Vegetables don't have livers, and they don't have kidneys. And when they get sprayed with this stuff, it stays with the vegetable. Now, if you're going to get fish oil, and I like the krill oil that you recommend,
yeah.
We have some stuff on our website, you want to make sure the laboratories that check this stuff out before it ever hits the marketplace is constantly monitoring the purity, the way it's produced, because there are sources like cod liver oil from the North Sea off the coast of Norway is the purest cod liver oil on the planet. Tuna liver oil coming from the South Pacific when you start getting towards the Polynesian Islands is the cleanest tuna oil on the planet. And so you kind of have to shop around this kind of stuff to make sure you get a very good product. And there are really good products. That krill oil that advertises on the show, I highly recommend them.
Mm-hmm. All right, why don't we do that? As a matter of fact, right now, tell people the story of Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small capsule. This is not the same size as the normal omega-3 capsule that you get. It's about half that size, but it has twice as much in it. Pretty interesting how they concentrate this product, the fish oil and the krill oil, together, and the result is something that will help you feel a lot better physically. I'm moving around in my chair. As I understand, the omega-3s are great for your circulatory system, as we've discussed ad nauseum here. Not as many people know about krill oil, which has been recently discovered to have great components to boost your joint comfort, helps lubricate the bursa, the stuff that lubricates your joints so that your knees move and your ankles move and your elbows move and your shoulders move. All of those bones, when they come together, they need to be lubricated so they won't creak and crawl and get yeah. stiff and arthritic. And so that's why this is a good product for that. And to make it all very simple, you call 800-355-1493 and order a free bottle, because they know it'll work. They want you to try it. So they ask you to pay for the shipping, and that's it. Claim your free bottle now, free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 by calling 800-355-1493. Get the best of the fish oil, best of the krill oil. It has CoQ10 for energy. 800-355-1493. Your free 1 month supply is here. Put it to the test. You will love the results, and you'll stay with the folks who are going to provide this for you as long as you need it and want it. The folks at Purity Products, reach them now at 800-355-1493.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to go brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email about five crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all these stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair. There's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamericatv.org.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So this here story has a happy ending after all.
All right, so let's see here. One more item of interest, blood pressure question from... here's a fellow named Doug. Interesting. Thank you, Doug. Who wants to worry, or is worried, wondering about exposure for the spas that have both the steam room and what's the other thing? Not the steam room.
Well, they have a sauna, dry sauna.
Sauna, right.
Yeah.
He wants to know if long exposure is bad for you. He said he's tried 30 minutes and it makes him nauseous, dizzy, and he even fainted once walking out of the spa.
Well, he's probably detoxing. You know, the whole idea behind those things is to raise the body temperature and to open up the pores and promote sweating. And so that's one of the ways the body takes out the garbage. I mean, you drag it out to the corner of the street, the people come by and pick it up. Your body has a way of taking out the garbage as well. And it's not just through the urine and through the colon. It will do it through the skin. It'll do it through air
and
your breath. And so he may be doing it too long. I see nothing wrong with dry sauna or the wet steam room.
Do you do it?
If you do it, I haven't done it ever since I canceled my membership because I started working out with the stuff I have at home.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. But I do have a dry, I have one of those far infrared units at home that I haven't been using.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me about that. I was going to get one myself.
And so here, maybe he's just doing it too long.
Well, I just Googled this. Maximum temperature should never exceed 104 degrees.
Yeah.
If you have heart disease, diabetes, high and low blood pressure, you should never go into the spa without consulting your doctor first. The hot tub,
well,
all that stuff.
Raising the body temperature will increase your blood pressure. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. So it may help you shake a few pounds, but at what cost? It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day Health.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time. Yes, Dr. Jack Stockwell continues to be a very important cog in the wheel here of information. And information here focusing on vegetables. Your mother says, eat your vegetables. So, how are we going to decide which vegetables are good for us? I always have loved one of the sponsors for the program is Texas Superfoods, and they have a complete organic line of vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. Would they be considered cruciferous? What's a cruciferous vegetable? What's the definition, Jack, of a cruciferous vegetable?
Well, there's a crunch. That's kind of one of the things that gives it away.
Crunch.
Brussels sprouts,
so
broccoli.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That kind of, that cauliflower. The crunchy type, red of the garden pepper variety, the red pepper even more so than the green pepper, because they contain a compound called sulforaphane. And Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine has done some extensive research with sulforaphane and its effect in, it has a strong anti-cancer compound, but it also, when it neutralizes the carcinogens before they damage cells, it has a very protective effect on the eyes, especially the macula, the area of the retina, in the retina that actually is where light is focused. So when we get macular degeneration, that area of the retina begins to turn from a nice, smooth highway surface into an old, you know, 1600 cobblestone type of a street type of bumpy surface, which diffracts the light, refracts the light into different directions so that you can, I mean, you literally go blind at anything you're staring at. All you can see is the periphery, the outer edges. So I wanted to bring that up. I think sometimes we overdo the whole vegetable thing, but there are some vegetables. Well, this, I think we've talked about this on the show a couple times before. If you're out hunting an elk or a deer or buffalo or something, those things, when you spook them, can get up and run away from you. Plants can't run away from you. And it's interesting how plants have... they don't mind if you take the fruit. They don't mind if you take the seed. They just don't want you taking them.
So you're saying that...
And they produce chemicals inside of them to ward off people. Now, some of them are extremely poisonous. I mean, they got the point really early in the evolutionary development. But a lot of other things that have been grafted and changed by agronomists and whatever else, like tomatoes, for instance. I think we've mentioned this once before. Tomatoes and potatoes are part of the nightshade family.
Yep.
And potatoes and tomatoes actually have ingredients in them that cause inflammation inside of our bodies. And I've got some patients that when I can get them to, for a sustained period of time, stay away from some of these particular kinds of vegetables and watch what happens, the inflammatory in their response actually in many of them begins to reduce.
Isn't it different with a different person? Bodies are all different and they react differently?
Well, certainly. Certainly. You know, whatever your genetic background is, you know, if you take somebody who, you know, a Polynesian, for instance, and start feeding them an Eskimo diet, or you take an Eskimo and start, you know, feeding them a Central African diet, you're going to have some serious problems because over the thousands of millennia, our bodies have been genetically adapting to the to whatever is in our latitude, to whatever is around us. Mm-hmm. We have certain types of digestive processes to handle the food that's in our backyard as opposed to the other side of the planet.
Right.
But the whole world now has become so homogenous that a lot of this is lost. A lot of it's been missed. And so, anyway, I talk about this because of Cruciferous Complete. I think I've told you about that before from Standard Process. It's a concentration of these particular things for the eyes.
As compared to, that's for your eyes, in general, I mentioned Texas Superfood before, which is a blend of organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. There are 55 of those, Jack, naturally grown, raw fruits, vegetables, the kind you're always talking about. So they're all put together. They are they're free of herbicides and pesticides and all that sort of thing. They don't have any animal products in them, no dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no wheat. They just have fruit that's organic. This is the stuff. This is awesome stuff. Check it out at the website texassuperfood.com/Doug. All right? Texassuperfood.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.